Blog Talk Radio.
I know radio probably ain't gonna play this, but chopper going off in the hood, man, like I got a fan of the Gaza Strip somewhere, man. Yeah, we hear so much, we probably know to it by now. After all, it's the American way, right?
Home of the brave and free.
It's America.
Free just to murder me.
Land of the handgun.
Land of the beautiful.
Home of the shotgun.
Cursed by the hate withdrawal.
You dead if you ain't got one. You said it the home of the brave, I guess. I said it the home of the cage and the vet. All alone with the J, fucking yay, cause he's stressed. On phone with the pet, fuck the spray from respect. I learned from the bed, you to stay in the jet. Brought work from the vet, burn a rubber in the vet. It's as good as you get, you to play with the rat. Then I got older and learned, stay away from the wreck. God bless you, nigga. The hustle up and make eight figures. Turn from a goon to a great young nigga. Don't complain that you're doing what it take, young nigga. I was raised in the decade, I hate young nigga. I would dodge your police because they hate young nigga. And we hate them too. 38 him shoot. How to change the system or take him through. He ain't a killer, but he will if you make him. Do a homicide here, right there, put him on trial. Let him have a life in it, then do it with a smile. And he only 19, he ain't even had a child. And the child told him, mama, he'll be gone for a while. And she cried, see her, did you put him inside? Now she all on her own, cause her other son died. Listen to the politician as he lied, and he lied. He a snake in a suit, trying to hide in the sky.
Home of the brave and free.
Well, damn, officer, what I do?
Free just to murder me.
Now, hold on, man, don't shoot, I live over there.
Land of the beautiful.
Hey, hey, man, what you doing, man?
Cursed by the hate withdrawal.
How many times did that happen to you? What the fuck do you know about being a black man in America? And you wonder why we walk around strapped. Fuck is you saying?
Hey.
For the stars and the stripes, cause the bars in the pipe. Young nigga rolling weed and a cigar he could light. Bang red, either blue, selling hard in the white. Live by the gun, never run from a fight. Trayvon in the hoodie, walking through a neighborhood. He didn't do shit to buddy, he didn't have to die, did he? I guess because his dad was a judge in the city. They didn't want him in the pen with the thug that could get him. A jury of his peers said all were forgiven. The cup on the mind, right or wrong, I'ma kill him. Fill him with the lead like the put Martin Luther King head. Like the kill Malcolm X, Edgar Hoover did, yeah. You can catch me in the hood where they shoot niggas at. They don't know if neighborhood or the Hoover did, yeah. With the power rules of VLs or GD with me, we down the upright from the OG.
Home of the brave and free.
Don't get it fucked up.
Free just to murder.
If you ain't found something you willing to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Land of the beautiful.
To get something you never had, you must be willing to do something you never done.
The hate withdrawal.
I'ma die by my
hand.
Over the prisoner, more than the people who got to keep the children from becoming prisoners. That makes sense. Tell me why 9 ounces of crack gets you more time than a rape right now. Tell me why the crazy white boy can tote a gun, but I can't right now. Yeah, I had felonies, I done did dirt in the street, but I ain't never gave to nobody that deserved it. You know what I mean? I ain't never ran no public play with no pistol shooting no innocent people. I ain't never ran no school killing no kids. Man, this is the result of you refusing to deal with the issues at hand. Product of the environment you place us in. We ain't do it. We just live through it.
Home of the brave and free.
Got a message to my people.
Free just to murder.
Stop
me.
Waiting on folk to help you. Help yourself. Start
land
with you.
Of the beautiful.
Get yourself out. Reach back. Get somebody
cursed
else out.
By the hate withdrawal. Is this the
new? And that's the way we gon' get ahead, man.
Sitting
around waiting on the government to do something for us ain't gon' never happen. Probably they don't give a fuck about us. Hell is you doing?
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, all praises are due to Allah, who is in the perfect person of Master Father Muhammad. We give him praise and we give him thanks for traveling 9,000 miles on his lonesome to seek, save, and assist a people to whom no divine guidance had come to prior. We thank him for his excellent choice and an eternal leader to his eternal nation, and that is the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is not only still physically alive and well, but he is also in power. And I would be remiss in my duties if I did not thank the two of them for their raising of, for their teaching of, and for their protection of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the bravest, most stand-up, most polite, most God-fearing human being that I have ever had the opportunity and privilege to lay eyes on. It is in their holy, righteous, noble, and honorable names that I would like to greet everyone that is listening. We say it in the ancient Arabic language of my ancestors. It simply means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Dear family, as I always do, I would like to begin this installment of the Joshua Generation Speaks in the sense and in the spirit of gratitude. I would like to first and foremost thank Almighty God Allah. I would like to thank the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. For if it were not for those three men, I, as a young black male in the hell of North America, would have absolutely nothing of value to say. I would further like to extend my gratitude and thankfulness to the Initiative Network, Sister Pamela, and Brother Maurice for believing in their young brother enough to afford him a weekly spot to where I can express myself based off of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as well as current events that are happening in the world today. Dear family, this evening I chose the subject matter, which is actually a question. And that question is the Trump administration a friend or a foe to the black community? Is the Trump administration a friend or a foe to the black community? Now, we know that surrounding Mr. Donald J. Trump is a lot of controversy. There is no middle ground with this man. Either you love him or you hate him. Either you love the way that he runs the White House or you hate the way he runs the White House. And this man and his administration and the decisions that they have made and continue to make is literally polarizing this country. It's not that this country was not polarized before. It's just that it is more overt now. It is as though someone is standing stage before the world and saying, if you are with Donald Trump, stand to the left. If you're against Donald Trump, stand to the right. Like, we have literally come to the valley of decision, not just where he is concerned, but where the affairs of this world is concerned. Now, as always, being a student, a striving student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we are taught to parse words because, unfortunately, many of us use words out of context. And when you use a word out of context, you can mislead people. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that truth mixed with falsehood is very, very dangerous. So, is the Trump administration a friend or a foe to the black community? Well, what is a friend? A friend is a person who one knows and with whom one has a bond. A foe is an enemy. So in layman's terms, is the Trump administration out to, or is the Trump administration doing something to help black people? Now, whether or not you view Donald Trump and his administration as a friend or foe depends on what your agenda is. Now, if you are a black person And your agenda is to continue to assimilate further into the white man's system, then of course you're going to see Donald Trump and his administration as a foe. Because right now they are in the process of cutting a lot of programs that have been beneficent to the black community. But on the flip side of that, if you, like myself, have an agenda that entails complete and total separation from this system, then you can view Donald Trump's administration as a friend. It's not that you like Donald Trump, because I don't. It's not that you like Jeff Sessions, because I don't. It's not that you like Betsy DeVos, or DeVoe, however you say her name, because I don't. But you recognize that the policies that they are implementing and the tone that they are setting in this country is going to do in 4 to 8 years what damn near 100 years of grace and mercy and good teaching has not been able to do for black people. Now, don't get it twisted. Absolutely nothing wrong with the program of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. There's nothing wrong with the program of a Yahweh Ben Yahweh. There's nothing wrong with the life-giving and magnificent teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but there is something wrong with us, and that can be seen in our slow response and lethargicness to respond to the message of those great men. We have been constantly advised to separate from our open enemy. We have been constantly advised to pool our resources and do something for ourselves. But no quicker than God can raise up a reminder for us than the enemy raises up a committee of coons for us. Anytime a strong black man or woman stands up in America and tells black people that we have the ability to come together, do something for ourselves, make a nation of our own where we are the king, where we are the queen, where we are the president, where we are the secretary of defense, the enemy raises up some committee of coons to desensitize everything that that black man or woman advised us to do. And so now in 2017, every time you log on Twitter, every time you catch a segment on CNN, there's some black person that's saying, oh, you can't cut this, Mr. Trump, or you shouldn't do that. But really what they're saying is, we want to hang on to the system. Why are you trying to push us away? Make no mistake about it. Donald Trump is getting rid of unnecessary weight. Because America is a ship, beloved, that is sinking, and it is sinking fast. And rule number one when a ship is sinking is you have to get rid of any weight that you don't need. They call it unnecessary cargo. It is no wonder why historically and even present day, black people, particularly black men, are the first ones fired and the last ones hired. It is not a coincidence that even though they're telling us things are improving on the job force, that the unemployment rate is going down, blacks still have a 2 times higher unemployment rate than that of whites. Whites at 4.4%, blacks are at 8.8%. And then every month, regardless of who is president, they say that there are more jobs. But they're being deceptive because, yeah, you might be creating jobs, but how many people are you employing? You see, that's a little trick they do there. So if in the month of March, 150,000 jobs were created, that's all fine and dandy, but did you get 150,000 new employees? And the answer is emphatically no. It is not a coincidence that under every president, black people have had the highest unemployment rate and the highest incarceration rate. So evidently the change that the black community seeks does not lie within the very system that profits and benefits off of the black community's suffering. So maybe Donald Trump and his administration making all of these cuts, maybe Donald Trump and his administration setting this racist and 1960s civil rights movement type of atmosphere, maybe that will cause blacks to get up and do what our great leaders have been telling us to do for the better part of the last century. So I'm excited about tonight's episode. I hope and I pray that the information allow us to reason, will allow us to understand, especially as black, so-called Latino, so-called Native Americans, and even a lot of you poor whites, reason and realize that separation from this system is the only option if you're interested in the preservation of your life, the life of your children and grandchildren. Now, if you want to continue being a slave to the system, then by all means, continue to oppose Trump. By all means, continue to make a living tweeting negative stuff about it. But if you are like myself and you want to get the hell away from this system, you want Donald Trump to do what he's doing. I want Donald Trump to continue to go after food stamps. And I want Betsy DeVos to make that cut to education. Because since we are not wise enough to take our children out of these schools where they are being programmed to hate themselves, maybe if the government cuts funding to the little bit of schools that we have left, a little light bulb would go off in our heads and say, you know what? We need to start turning these parks into schools. We need to start turning these churches in our neighborhoods into schools. We need to start letting these Arabs and these Koreans and these Italians that set up shop in our community, if y'all want to continue to do business here, y'all need to help us set up a school and fund it as long as we're spending our money in your stores. Maybe we'll do what we're supposed to do, and that is come together for the betterment of our people. I don't wish to see any harm come to our people. But my desire for us to be free trumps the sympathy that I have for us being in a relationship with this system. So, inshallah, we get down to it, and the information that is presented will cause us to think, and as I said, it will cause us to reason. Now, separation has been determined to be the best solution for the problem between blacks and when we look in the Bible, in Exodus, which means to exit or get away from, chapter 9, verse 1, God is talking to his servant Moses. And he instructs Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. I got news for y'all. That didn't happen 4,000 years ago. Because there were never Israelites in bondage in Egypt. There were no such thing as slaves in Egypt. That parable was foreshadowing a future God and a future Moses. We in the nation of Islam humbly submit that that God is Master Father Muhammad, and that man like Moses, or that man who Moses was a sign of, is none other than the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Master Father Muhammad raised the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and gave him an authority to speak to Pharaoh and not have to worry about Pharaoh putting his hands on him. Do we understand that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was small in stature, he's no taller than 5'6 or 5'7, doesn't weigh an ounce over 140 pounds. And he stood up in America, was and is the epicenter of racism, hatred, and evil. This small man with no weapons stood up in the middle of America, and he didn't shuck and jive. He didn't scratch where he didn't itch. He didn't laugh when he wasn't a damn thing funny. He told the white man that he is the devil at a time where black men were being lynched for even thinking less than that. And no white man ever put their hands on the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, except for when Allah allowed him to be arrested. But as far as him getting beat up and lynched and shot, it wasn't none of that. So we have to account for the one that raised him. And we're so thankful that Master Farah Muhammad raised that fearless, bold black man and told him to tell the government of the United States, which is the modern-day Pharaoh, as we can see, the physical chains have been off of black people for more than 100 years. But the enemy has instilled so much fear in our people throughout the generations that it passed down through genetics, and now the chain that they have us bound by is a mental chain. We are in mental servitude to white folks. You may say, I ain't in mental servitude to no one. Oh, really? Do you still, when you hear the word or name Jesus cross your mind, is the image of a white man? You're mentally enslaved. If you go to college and get a degree, and then you go and get a job for the same white man that gave you a degree, you are a mental slave. If a police officer the hell out of a black woman in front of you, and she's doing absolutely nothing to deserve it, and you won't rise up to defend that black woman, you are a mental slave. We can go on and on and on about how qualified we are to be mental slaves, but suffice it to say that if you are not pooling your resources with your people, if you are not defending where you live, if you are not buying up the property where you live, if you don't reject the white man's indoctrinated Christianity, then you are a mental slave. Pool our resources, pool our talents, protect and respect the black woman, as Malcolm X said, and as his teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, said before him, no nation will ever respect us until we respect and protect our black woman. So separation is the best and only solution. So I have here a clip from student minister Dr. Ava, a beautiful, bold, black, courageous woman who's a student minister in the Nation of Islam under the guidance of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. And before I play this clip, it should be noted that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan referred to this beautiful black sister, this beautiful black warrior sister, as his best minister. And if you ain't talking about Elijah Muhammad or Louis Farrakhan, nobody teaches separation better than this sister. So here she is, Ava Muhammad. Listen carefully.
If you are not encountering difficulty as you speak and preach and communicate in life, and this world is embracing you, it could only be because you are refraining from speaking the truth. So the major impediment to making any progress among ourselves as a people, one of the big ones, is that we are not in agreement on the time. If some of us, for example, are looking back at a Jesus of 2,000 years ago for guidance, and some of us are looking at a Jesus in the 21st century for guidance, then we are not in agreement. But the world we live in today, beloved, in no way resembles the world of 2,000 years ago. And as Minister Farrakhan teaches us, and as we just heard in the Holy Quran, by the time dictates the agenda. It is time for us to focus on number four, whether we want to face it or not, the difficulty. Number four, the Muslim program, what the Muslims want. I will read this to you. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land, and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality, after giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contributions to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for our complete separation in a state or territory of our own. Now, the honorable, all praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us to do for self or suffer the consequences. We are now suffering the consequences. He called separation the best and only solution. We have tried to manufacture other solutions, that would allow us to continue to live with white people. See, these are solutions that are not natural, beloved. These are solutions that we're coming up with today that are not in accord with the will of the Creator. The solutions we're putting in front of our people now, if we are following anything but the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, can only be the product of cowardice and a desire for assimilation and a rejection of a program that will assure our people freedom, justice, and equality. So here we are again, as Brother Ishmael pointed out last week, in the wake of the bloody, hostile murder of Trayvon Martin, which was one of the many that go on every day in America, here we are immersed in discussing the nuances of the legal issues that are coming out of that murder. So we're debating with white people over laws that they wrote, laws that they interpret, and laws, as Minister Farrakhan said, they make mischief by means of the law. Since we live in a world that white people dominate, that they control, that is built on a doctrine of white supremacy for no other reason than the white man is white. Because of this fact, we are no closer, beloved, to achieving freedom, justice, and equality than we were during physical bondage. We will always, you can trust and believe, we will always occupy the inferior position because white America is constructed on a foundation of a doctrine of the innate, inherent inferiority of the black man and the black woman. And so those among us who are in positions of prominence and have been given a tiny measure of wealth, a tiny measure of privilege, to exert influence over our people, to make them accept this unnatural, undesirable, unacceptable condition, you who do that are no longer an asset. You are now a liability because you keep us engaged in an exercise in futility. This, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. This is a self-defeating, self-destructive effort to assimilate into the white man's disintegrating world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's book is not called Attack on America, it's called The Fall of America. Because its time has come, and so it is disintegrating before our eyes. And focusing on assimilation into it drains us of our creative energy. We're giving all of our spiritual, mental, physical resources to upholding his world. Our community out here, void of life, void of light, because no one is working to build our community save one man and those with him, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And today, I'm going to say to you, you've got to get out of his way. We have to work to sustain our community. I was driving downtown yesterday, construction everywhere. White man busy, busy, building and building. Construction, traffic, you could barely maneuver because everything was at a standstill to accommodate the recreation and fun of white people. It reminded me of the film Planet of the Apes, because all of the people directing traffic were black. Let me read to you an excerpt from study guide number 12, Four Great Impediments to Self-Development by Minister Louis Farrakhan. Quote, the superiority complex of the Caucasian is a mindset in which the person becomes God. Thus, they want worship, adulation, and service. Not only are they the center of their own existence, they want to be the center of everyone's existence. Their attitude of superiority has so hardened, they will do anything to force submission of others to themselves. The attitudes and beliefs which produce these complexes, that is white superiority and black inferiority, result in damage to the faculty of perception. Now the mood, because of the damaged perception, is colored by attitude and projects that coloring onto reality, making us spiritually blind, deaf, and dumb. He then quotes chapter 8, verse 22 of the Holy Quran, surely the vilest of beasts in Allah's sight are the deaf, the dumb, who understand not. He goes on to write, our lessons are called actual facts because they are real. They are that which actually exist. But we can create a contrary fact by damaging the individual's perception of what reality is. In order to destroy the present reality, we must get to the root reality. Now he goes into a further explanation of why we cannot push race to the side.
All praise due to Allah. Again, that is Sister Ava. She gave that speech, or rather that lecture, a few years ago at Mosque Marion. And it was just, it's just as powerful now as it was then. What we as black people in the hills of North America have to understand is that the reality, or rather what we think is reality, is so out of touch with the real reality that it's not even funny. In the Nation of Islam and every Muslim know that the only reality is Allah's reality. Black people have to understand what our future is and what the future of this world that has been operated and dominated by white people for the last 6,000 years is. God does not want us in servitude to white folks any longer. He wants us as the original man and woman of the planet Earth to be rulers. Sad about many of us is that when someone tells us that we are the chosen people of God or that our destiny is to rule the nations of the earth with a rod of iron, we actually get offended. How in the hell do you get offended by somebody telling you the truth? How in the hell do you get offended by someone giving you a compliment? So you would rather be called a nigger than a god? You would rather be called a B-I-T-C-H than a god? The enemy has us hating ourselves so much, beloved, that we actually view terms like real nigga and bad B-I-T-C-H as compliments. You ain't gonna never find a white person, a white man, refer to himself as a real cracker. You ain't never gonna find a white woman that glorifies being a bad B-I-T-C-H. Well, on the contrary, they're trying to be so much like us nowadays, you might find one or two. But nevertheless, how could you and I hate ourselves so much that we call ourselves out of our name? So what has to happen is we have to be retrained how to live. Because everything that we have learned from this white man's world has done nothing but contribute to our self-destruction and degradation. Before we go on break, I would like to remind all of the listeners that if you have a question or a comment, the chat room is open. And if you would like to ask a question verbally, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll be more than happy to take your question and listen to your comment when we get back from break.
Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that. Because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin. Because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin. Same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body, Hair, and Face Butter Treats on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at Shamika Robinson, @outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth, so stop fighting against your nature.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African American community. O. Bruni, An African American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
All praises are due to Allah. If you're just now joining us, we're asking the question, is the Trump administration a friend or foe to the Black community? That lecture excerpt from Sister Ava was so powerful. I'm going to actually do an encore of that coming up shortly, but I just want to remind us all that the chat room is open, and shortly we will be getting to those questions as well as those comments. And the phone lines are open. So if you would like to call in, and all you have to do is push 1 so that way I know that you would like to ask a question, and I'll be more than happy to get to you so that way we can dialogue as well as discuss. But like I said, before we went on break, we heard a wonderful excerpt from student Minister Ava Muhammad in the Nation of Islam, under the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, concerning separation. And it's so powerful, I'm pretty sure everyone who heard it will agree that it definitely calls for an encore presentation. So at this time, we're going to listen to Sister Ava again, And inshallah, when we get back, we will have questions and comments to get to.
If you are not encountering difficulty as you speak and preach and communicate in life, and this world is embracing you, it could only be because you are refraining from speaking the truth. So the major impediment to making any progress among ourselves as a people, one of the big ones, is that we are not in agreement on the time. If some of us, for example, are looking back at a Jesus of 2,000 years ago for guidance, and some of us are looking at a Jesus in the 21st century for guidance, then we are not in agreement. But the world we live in today, beloved, in no way resembles the world of 2,000 years ago. And as Minister Farrakhan teaches us, and as we just heard in the Holy Quran, by the time dictates the agenda. It is time for us to focus on number four, whether we want to face it or not, the difficulty. Number four, the Muslim program, what the Muslims want. I will read this to you. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land, and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality, after giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contributions to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for our complete separation in a state or territory of our own. Now, the honorable, all praise is due to Allah. The honorable Elijah Muhammad warned us to do for self or suffer the consequences. We are now suffering the consequences. He called separation the best and only solution. We have tried to manufacture other solutions that would allow us to continue to live with white people. See, these are solutions that are not natural, beloved. These are solutions that we're coming up with today that are not in accord with the will of the Creator. The solutions we're putting in front of our people now, if we are following anything but the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, can only be the product of cowardice and a desire for assimilation and a rejection of a program that will assure our people freedom, justice, and equality. So here we are again, as Brother Ishmael pointed out last week, in the wake of the bloody, hostile murder of Trayvon Martin, which was one of the many that go on every day in America, here we are immersed in discussing the nuances of the legal issues that are coming out of that murder. So we're debating with white people over laws that they wrote, laws that they interpret, and laws, as Minister Farrakhan said, they make mischief by means of the law. Since we live in a world that white people dominate, that they control, that is built on a doctrine of white supremacy for no other reason than the white man is white. Because of this fact, we are no closer, beloved, to achieving freedom, justice, and equality than we were during physical bondage. We will always, you can trust and believe, we will always occupy the inferior position because white America is constructed on a foundation of a doctrine of the innate, inherent inferiority of the black man and the black woman. And so those among us who are in positions of prominence and have been given a tiny measure of wealth, a tiny measure of privilege to exert influence over our people, to make them accept this unnatural, undesirable, unacceptable condition, you who do that are no longer an asset. You are now a liability because you keep us engaged in an exercise in futility. This, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. This is a self-defeating, self-destructive effort to assimilate into the white man's disintegrating world. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's book is not called Attack on America. It's called The Fall of America. Because its time has come, and so it is disintegrating before our eyes. And focusing on assimilation into it drains us of our creative energy. We're giving all of our spiritual, mental, physical resources to upholding his world. Our community out here, void of life, void of light, because no one is working to build our community save one man and those with him, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And today, I'm going to say to you, you've got to get out of his way. We have to work to sustain our community. I was driving downtown yesterday, construction everywhere. White man busy, busy, building and building. Construction, traffic, you could barely maneuver because everything was at a standstill to accommodate the recreation and fun of white people. It reminded me of the film Planet of the Apes because all of the people directing traffic were black. Let me read to you an excerpt from study guide number 12, Four Great Impediments to Self-Development by Minister Louis Farrakhan. Quote, the superiority complex of the Caucasian is a mindset in which the person becomes God. Thus, they want worship, adulation, and service. Not only are they the center of their own existence, they want to be the center of everyone's existence. Their attitude of superiority has so hardened, they will do anything to force submission of others to themselves. The attitudes and beliefs which produced these complexes, that is, white superiority and black inferiority, result in damage to the faculty of perception. Now the mood, because of the damaged perception, is colored by attitude and projects that coloring onto reality, making us spiritually blind, deaf, and dumb. He then quotes chapter 8, verse 22 of the Holy Quran, "Surely the vilest of beasts in Allah's sight are the deaf, the dumb, who understand not." He goes on to write, "Our lessons are called actual facts because they are real. They are that which actually exist. But we can create a contrary fact by damaging the individual's perception of what reality is. In order to destroy the present reality, we must get to the root reality." Now he goes into a further explanation of why we cannot push race to the side.
All praise to Allah. That was Sister Ava. Now, the most important thing that she was talking about in that entire excerpt about separation, in my humble opinion, was how we have blacks that get in front of us and try to convince us of so-called solutions that really aren't solutions at all. It's really just cooning. And in 2017, when you have a people that are yearning to be as free as our people are, the most dangerous stance you can take is to be an apologist for your and their open enemy. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has said that one day you are going to see the people tie pastors in and fake leaders to the back of trucks and drag them through the streets. Because when the people realize that you were misleading them, their mindset is going to be to kill you. And this is why the Quran teaches us about the shock of the hour. People don't know what time it is. And so when the fullness of time is reached, the impact of the revelation is going to have a shocking effect on the people. And make no mistake about it, these house Negroes, these Sambos, these butter biscuit seeking coons, they know that America doesn't give a damn about their people. They just want nearness to white folks at a time where God wants separation from white folks. So what is the definition of separation? Separation is the act of setting or pulling apart. In a marriage, when two spouses have irreconcilable differences, divorce is usually the solution. When you see two people fighting, if you have any sense and any dignity whatsoever, you don't go and try to keep them together. You try to pull them apart. Anytime there is conflict between two people or two parties, you try to get them as far away from each other as possible so they can figure out how best to proceed in the future. Well, black people and white people have been socially married for 462 years. And the irreconcilable differences that have occurred in that time frame have reached such a height to now God himself is calling for a divorce between black and white people. Don't be foolish. Integration is the answer. Chattel slavery was a form of integration. Sharecropping was a form of integration. Jim Crow was a form of integration. And we are living in integration right now. And nothing has improved for black folks. So now that there is a president and an administration present that is saying, okay, we're cutting all government aid, all government funding to inner city schools. Are we finally going to do what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad told us to do? And that is to do for self and educate our own children. I see here that we have a caller. 619, last four digits, 8743. Assalamu alaikum. All right, now we're going to start taking some questions. Great. Farrakhan said the white man is going to push. He's putting in place the very thing that will limit the freedom of others. Then he pointed to the crowd, smiling and saying, that's what you needed as motivation to finally separate from whites. What are the things the minister is actually talking about? The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is doing a magnificent job of staying loyal to the teachings of his father, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that it is more important to teach separation than to teach prayer. Now, prayer is important, but evidently our problem is not being connected to the Creator. Our problem is being in an atmosphere and in an environment that is prohibiting us from getting that connection with God. Black people have always been a spiritual people. From the time when we were in servitude to white folks and chattel slavery, to even before then, you can look in any aspect of the black man and woman's history and you will see an abnormal activity of spirituality. So our problem, as Brother Khalid Muhammad said, may Allah be pleased with him, the problem is not with the crack, but with the cracker. The white man is the root of the condition of our people. And until we realize and accept that the only way we're going to survive and be successful as a people is when we separate from them, then we really can't blame them for keeping us in this. We are being accomplices to our own demise. Okay? So anybody that has a question, all you have to do is push one, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. I see some numbers that are dialed in, but I don't know if you want to ask a question. If you want to ask a question, just push one, and I will be more than happy to get to you. Julie, the NOI is a black separatist religious movement, and you're poisoning yourself as newly relevant at the expense of President Donald Trump. And that's not right. Ms. Julie, we believe in complete and total separation. And as Malcolm X said, by any means necessary. It is very, very clear that the white man doesn't want to subscribe to the list of what the Muslims want. They don't want to talk reparations with us. We've tried that. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago at one of the summits, when reparations was brought up for black folks, the representatives for America got up and walked clean out of the room. But yet, Israel gets billions of dollars a year. Yet you made sure the Japanese, who you put in concentration camps, got money. So it's not that America doesn't believe in reparations. 18 countries that are on the come up or on the startup, America doesn't believe in reparations for black people. So we've come to the point now where the white man is not going to willingly give us what they owe us. So why not appreciate a racist that is in office who doesn't hide who he is. He got an administration that doesn't hide who they are. Cutting this program, cutting that program. Then he goes and hires Jeff Sessions, who's just as racist as he is, who's bringing back harsh sentences. Maybe this is what it's going to take for black people to come together. I'm only interested in my people coming together and doing something for themselves. And if it takes for a maniac being in office to cut programs that we depend on and sever this social relationship that we have with the government of the United States, then so be it. Again, this is a friendly reminder. If you are on the call and you would like to verbalize a question or comment, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. So we're going to go on a brief break, and when we get back, we'll get into more questions and comments.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. O. Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African-American, follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com. Hey, you, human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body, Hair, and Face Butter Treats on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at shamikarobinson1@outlook.com. Stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth. So stop fighting against your nature.
All praises are due to Allah. We're back with a question from our dear brother Khalid. He says, Minister Farrakhan said most of you are so hurt because Queen Hillary lost. Why are we still looking at her as if she is God or what's best for us as a people? It is because, dear brother, we still have a horrible case of black inferiority. And we are, without a doubt, the most politically illiterate people on the planet Earth, because we don't vote for someone based off of principles and policies. We vote for people based off of likability. And Hillary Clinton is a master deceiver. She was able, just like her husband, to convince black folks that she actually gives a damn about us. This is the same woman who on the Breakfast Club joked about she keeps hot sauce in her purse, playing the stereotype card. I live right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She came to Broward County at the mall right up the street from me, and in a little, I guess, her Tahoe SUV, did her rounds and stuff like that, and ain't been back since. So all people were deceived by Hillary Clinton, just like they were deceived by her husband, who swindled their vote from them by playing a damn saxophone. So it's unfortunate, but our people still have a horrible case of black inferiority complex. And as long as that happens, a Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or whoever is a white person or a politician can come in and fool them. But they'll be all right. Call it. I know when Brother Muhammad was telling black people not to vote for either one, I thought he was going to hurt the movement, but he was right. We shouldn't vote for either because we are not like them. But why are our people still moving slowly, if at all, towards Islam? Well, because the enemy is painting the religion of Islam in a very, very negative light. And our people don't research. Our people just feed off of whatever the enemy throws at them. CNN, Fox, MSNBC. And I tell people all the time, you know, most people in this country didn't really have an opinion about Islam until 9/11 happened. You got your opinion about an entire religion based off of a country that despises that religion. So I would say to our people that the best way to combat that is to start researching on your own, and you'll find that not only are Muslims some of the most peaceful people on the face of the earth, but that religion that you have called Christianity is, in fact, the most violent one. And just like you wouldn't want your religion of Christianity to be judged based off of the KKK and all of these other white supremacist groups and anarchist groups that claim Christianity, don't try to judge Islam based off of so-called ISIS and so-called Al-Qaeda. Pam shared a post about the future belongs to black. Exactly what is she saying? Is she making terrorist threats to white people and other people? I just have to know, what are you really saying? Please be clear. I can assure you, Ms. Victoria, that Sister Pamela nor any other Muslim in the Nation of Islam under the guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan make terrorist threats. Now, if you are a white person and you have a white supremacist mindset, then any time a black person speaks with conviction and with self-confidence, you're going to take offense to that, because in your mind, they're coming for your spot. In your mind, they're coming for the position that you and your people hold. But I want to assure you that she's absolutely right, that the future belongs to black people, because it is our time. Now, we are not like white people. We're not going to go into people's lands and start killing them and lying to them so that we can get their valuable minerals and resources. Our rise is going to be an organic one. You and your people do not have to worry about Brother Marcellus or Sister Pamela. We have a God that is going to take out this world, and his name is Master Farah Muhammad. We have a Christ that's going to take out this world. His name is Elijah Muhammad. He's still alive. The sins that the white race has perpetuated against the darker people of the planet Earth, somebody has to answer for that. Now, white people may say, oh, I didn't own slaves. I didn't do the Tuskegee experiment. I didn't put crack into your community. Yeah, but you ain't protesting it either. You're not petitioning your government, your brethren on Capitol Hill to do right. So by you not checking your brother or your sister, you are complacent in their evil doing. And this is how slick some white folks are. You know, when a person owes maybe, you know, a debt on a house or on a car, if they die, then that debt is passed on to their children. If their children can't pay that debt, then the debt is passed on to their children. Somebody has to pay that debt. Now, if the white man knows this principle when it comes to money, you don't think God knows that principle when it comes to blood? The Bible says that God will avenge the death of the righteous from Abel to Zechariah. But the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in the theology of time said, no, 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 no. Master Farah Muhammad is going to avenge the death from Abel all the way down to the most recent one you all have killed. So, yeah, you know, somebody got to pay for Tamir Rice. Somebody has to pay for a Trayvon Martin. Somebody has to pay for a Sandra Bland. I'm not making a threat. I don't have the power to threaten white folks. But I know a God that has the power to take out as many white folks as he pleases. And I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, I'm innocent. This, what did I do to deserve this? What black person has ever deserved to be enslaved and mistreated? What black person ever deserved to be shot down by a police officer when they were doing absolutely nothing? So don't try to pull the victim or the innocent card with us. That hand is already played and that game is already over. If you all don't do right by black people today and in the near future, you're going to get what you get. See that we have some more callers again. If you all would like to ask a question or make a comment, just a reminder, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll be more than happy to bring you in. We're approaching 10 minutes left in the show. Keep those questions coming. Keep those comments coming. And when we get off of break, we'll get right back into it.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Tamara Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You? Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, black people. And we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
All praise be to Allah. We're back. Just a reminder, we are just under 10 minutes. I see we have a caller. Area code 619, last four digits, 8743. You're not lying.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Marcellus.
Wa alaikum salam, sister.
How are you?
Praise be to Allah. I'm great, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm fine. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I was going to, you know, say something about, because I heard you say you got like 10 minutes. And so I went to your post and I'm like, no, you must have posted the wrong time. But you didn't. I forgot the Eastern time. I subtracted 2 hours instead of 3 hours But I can't blast you for that because I misread. Because I'm like, why is he already taking questions? He's only been on 10 minutes when I first got on. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, brother. I just, like, that's recently saw the post. And I didn't read it right.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's fine, dear sister. That's fine.
But I just wanted to let you know that I did get on. You know, missed it.
And you definitely
I'll catch you next week.
Absolutely crazy talk. Like, you definitely one of our most consistent listeners, and I definitely thank you for that. And I just can't express even though just thank you. And I pray that Allah allows you to continue to have a successful Ramadan and just continue to shower you with His blessing.
Oh, all praises be to Allah. Yeah, see, the thing is, too, is that I haven't been getting your posts lately on your show because I have too many friends on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like... Exactly.
Yeah, I know you have a lot of statuses on your TL.
Yeah, but the little bit I did I totally agree with you, and you know I just wanted to add in case that person is listening, you know that my sister Pamela is not a terrorist. She's the sweetest little thing. Okay, I just wanted to add that in. That's all. She's the sweetest little thing, but she just speaks the truth.
Absolutely. And you know, dear sister, like I said, you know, white folks will always view black people that have self-confidence and belief in themselves and in their abilities as terrorists because that's that white guilt talking. Anytime you've been terrorizing the people 6,000 years, your worst enemy, I mean, your worst nightmare is that they'll rise up and do to you what you did to them. But like Malcolm X said, when white folks wake up in the morning, the first thing they should do is hit their prayer room. And the second thing they should do is thank God that black people don't have a nature like them. Because if we fought like white folks, there wouldn't be a single Caucasian on the planet today. All we're interested in the Nation of Islam is doing for self unhindered and unmolested by white supremacy. We don't have to, no white person on this planet, especially in this country, has to worry about a member in the Nation of Islam bothering with them. The only time y'all will get these hands from us is if y'all put y'all hands on us first. But other than that, let us build in peace. But we have a God and a Christ that is going to exact what has been done to us. So I say to I believe her name was Victoria, you know, Sister Pamela is not a terrorist, the Nation of Islam is not a terrorist organization. That's just your white guilt talking. And you'll be all right. And just in case you're not going to be all right. It ain't got nothing to do with us. We just trying to build on our own. Y'all got to take it up with God because y'all have failed consistently to do right by His chosen people. And there's a price to pay for that.
Yes, sir, because we don't even carry as much as a penknife. What, we going to blow you up with a bean pie? Come on now, you know.
Exactly, dear sister. You know, it is widely known that the Nation of Islam doesn't carry weapons. But like I said, dear sister, you know, white folks are so funny to me. Like, they're not afraid to get in a cage with a silverback gorilla. They're not afraid to get in the ocean with sharks, but they're afraid of black people that have confidence in themselves, you know. And that's the reason why they always, no matter how small a black person is, no matter how much of a non-threat a black person is, anytime a police officer see a black person that they want to harass, they make sure they call for backup. Like, y'all need 5 units to deal with one black man that's 6 feet tall and 110 pounds soaking wet. Like, what? Like, what's this fear? They have an inherent fear of black people because they know subconsciously, and many of them are accepting it consciously, that the black man and woman is God.
Oh, I bear witness, brother, because when I'm driving down the street and I see a car pulled over, I already know who's sitting in the car, whether they black or white. If they white,
wow.
It's one officer standing there. All right? One officer, one police car. But if I see five, six police cars out there, I know they're either black or Mexican. But matter of fact, the blacks get more police cars called on a routine traffic stop than the Mexicans do. But I can already tell by the number of police cars that's sitting out there who they have to take. And I'm right 100% of the time. Now, that's not something that Farrakhan told me, you know. That's not something that someone in the nation told me. That's something I have to observe my own self in the city of San Diego.
Now, that's
and
something
sometimes
the
don't be big as that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it don't even have to be for that. It could be for a parking ticket. It could be because he threw gum out the window. It could just be because he was walking around his own business. But white folks have an inherent fear of black people. That's why no matter what this country is going through, they're going to find time, they're going to find money, they're going to find resources to put into the destruction of black people. They could be getting invaded by aliens from Saturn. They're going to find a way and make sure they got a special program that is involved in chemically inducing or poisoning black people or something because they fear our rise. But I want to say to Victoria and every other white person that's listening, and y'all can tell y'all other Caucasian friends, that you cannot stop the rise of the black man and woman. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that no power in the heavens above or in the earth beneath can stop the rise of the black man and woman because this is God's will. And God's will not be frustrated, and it damn sure won't be stopped. So y'all can sit up here all y'all want to and fear us and fear this, regardless of how y'all feel. Either y'all going to accept it or God is going to wipe the planet with you because anybody that is on this planet after God gets done with his cleansing, either you're going to submit to black authority or else. There is no if, ands, or buts about this because we're not going through this 460-year cycle again. White folks will never again rule over black people. We've seen how y'all treat the earth. We've seen how y'all treat the original inhabitants of the earth, and God is not pleased with that. So you had a good run, but just know that in a few short days when your rule ends, you all will never get the opportunity to be the Khalifa or the stewards of Almighty God Allah here on earth. Your time is finished. So the future does belong to black people because the black man and woman is God. Praise be to Allah. So that will pretty much conclude the show. And I definitely thank you, Sister Michelle, again for interacting and always coming on the show and showing love. May Allah bless you and Ramadan Mubarak.
Yes, sir. Same to you, sir. Ramadan Kareem.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I saw that we had another question. I won't be able to get to it, unfortunately. But same time next week, different show. As-salamu alaykum.